Yeah. Yeah, man. Van Hagar for you. 30th anniversary show. It's officially my 30th anniversary here at WGN. And, yeah, I thought on the 30th anniversary show that I should bring back the two idiots that produced my show for many years. They're not idiots. They're awesome. By the way, Andy and I are wearing the exact same hat.
We are. Nice hat.
Nice hat for you, too. It's Andy Herman, who produced my show for 11 years?
10, maybe.
10?
Yeah.
And Mike Steven, who produced my show for
four or five? Something like
45.
That. Yeah. 45, yeah.
45 years.
Yeah.
They are also the creators of Outside the Loop Radio.
That's right.
Andy produces it. Mike is the host. It's on every Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
That's right.
Yes.
And we will get an exclusive preview.
Mm-hmm.
Of what is happening on Outside the Loop Radio. Thank you guys for coming down and being a part of the celebration.
Well, happy 30th anniversary.
Yeah,
30
congratulations.
Years. That's crazy.
And this is the day, right?
It is.
The 29th?
Yeah.
This is 30 years.
30 years.
Today.
So the 29th marks the first time that you were on with Roy, or the first time?
The first time I did an official movie review as a part of Roy Leonard's show.
Okay. Okay.
I had called in many, many times before that. But this was the first time where he was like, okay, dude, he didn't say dude.
Roy saying dude.
Roy did. No, he would say man all
the
time.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. How's it going, man?
Hey, dude. I see Roy saying that.
But he's like, hey, man, I'm going to put you on my show. So this Saturday, call in. And the idea was that he was really, really tired of reviewing crappy movies. Like, he'd be like, okay, I'm done with ninja movies. I'm done with horror movies.
And that's your wheelhouse.
You're an idiot. You're 19.
Yeah.
Review this crap for me.
Right.
And so that's how it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That does not happen anymore.
No. Listen, man, you know, we did a salute to Roy. On yesterday's show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as I've talked about before, I owe everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my entire radio career, I owe to him. He saw something in me. I don't know what.
He was the man?
Because, he was the king.
Yeah.
The hippest dude,
absolutely.
Up until his death, man. Like, I had him on my show on my Saturday night. You know, I kept my Saturday night show when I got the full-time gig for a while. And I asked Roy to review movies for me on my show.
That's cool. Awesome.
And when I called him, I was like, listen, man, are you interested? And I thought he'd say, shut up, man. Leave me alone. But he immediately said yes.
Wow.
You're like, hey, man, I see something in you. I'd like to put you on the radio.
I see something in an 83-year-old radio vet legend. But no, it was great to have him on, you know, on my show. The last time I spoke to Roy was on my show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Saturday night show, and he reviewed Boyhood.
Wow.
And he called it one of the best movies he'd ever seen in his life. So I don't know, I hang on to that. One of the reasons, you know, Boyhood's going to be a pretty special movie for me. One, I love it. But two, it's going to be like, it's going to have a special spot just because of that.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we did a salute to Roy, and so that's how I got started. And then got my own show in 1998. My first producer was Tanya Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Good old Tanya.
And then I believe Nikki Orich.
Yep.
Nikki. I've met her. I don't know if I've ever met Tanya.
Nikki was still here when I started at the station I started.
I think she was here when I started.
Nick's show.
When I got to GN in 01.
Nikki was awesome.
Not ugly.
Not no, not at all unattractive. It was a pleasure to come to work when Nikki was my producer. That's all I'm going to say. And then you what? Well, no, Beth Swerk produced for me for a while too.
She was awesome.
Awesome. And then Andy came in.
Mm-hmm. And beautiful, beautiful Andy.
The beautiful, beautiful Andy. Oh, and that was, what was it, 2001?
It was 2001.
Okay.
I believe.
It was post September 11th.
Yes, yes.
Because definitely. Nikki was working with me when the September 11th thing happened. Mm-hmm. Because there was a threat of anthrax in the building. I remember Nikki was like freaking out. And going, I'm going to go home. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. If you want to go home, that's cool. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. But she persevered and went through. So late fall 2001.
Yes.
What about you? When did you start with me?
With you, was it like 03? 02, 03? Because I was an intern on Spike's show in 01, in like May of 01. Mm-hmm. And then I did some like Pet Central World with Steve Dale.
Uh-huh. Pet Central World?
Well, because it was called Pet Central.
Oh, I know.
And then
I know.
He had another show called Pet World.
But that was like a syndicated thing that he did on his own,
but
right?
But didn't he bring it back as
He's
Pet
here
World?
Now.
Yeah, but isn't it...
Is it called Pet World now?
I think it is.
Dan knows, yes. Dan is telling us.
What's the
us.
Verdict?
Yeah, it's Pet World.
It's Pet
yeah,
World.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, Pet Central World, you just created that. You just made that up.
That's the offshoot of Outside the Loop.
The sequel.
Mike Stevens' Pet Central World.
Well, that's where I started, and with Steve's hairless cat.
Didn't everybody start on Pet Central?
I think
did
so.
You? What about you, Andy?
We actually, yeah, I did too.
Chigrou. Did you know that Chigrou
oh,
started
yeah.
on
oh,
that?
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And the gardening
Let's
show.
Gardening.
And you know, I handed off that show to Beth Swerk. When she
amazing.
Came back from college.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was the show that they put all the new people on.
That's amazing.
I know. So that's where I started. And then I don't know how I got hooked up with this whole thing. But
it was
I
probably
think it
2003,
was
I would guess.
2003?
Yeah.
I had to find my way.
At some point, I moved. I was doing working with Nick and Gary Lee Wright, your
yeah.
partner,
yeah,
on
yeah.
Saturday nights. And then I was doing Friday and Saturday. And
with me.
Yes.
And Saturday with Gary.
Yes.
No, and then we switched, right? Remember it went from...
Then you switched, yeah.
Because
right.
Steve King got sick.
Yes.
And this was in late 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And we filled in like the whole time that Steve was out.
But yes. I feel like I produced a bunch of those shows too with Gary. With you.
No, I think right. you got yeah, you stepped in. I think there's right. no question that you
right.
did, yeah.
Well, at some point, I think Nikki was still working... On Sunday nights with you.
She was.
And then she decided to leave.
That's right. And I think that's where Broham
came
in.
Came
right.
In.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They needed some pro to come in there.
Some pro.
Broham.
Some pro.
Hey! Oh, come on.
Broham. Here we are. All these
so,
years later.
Very quickly, we have to take a break here. We're going to get a preview.
Mm-hmm.
Of Outside the
a
Loop
very,
Radio now. Oh,
very
it's a very special
preview.
One. Tell
yeah.
me tell me a little bit about it.
We have a guest, a legendary guest from the Nick DiGilio show. He's a big fan, it so happens, of Outside mm-hmm. the Loop. He's going to give a preview. Do we say who it is or no?
No. He was the first time we had him on, he was a mystery guest.
Okay.
So he's
going to
be a mystery guest.
It's been a while since he's called in, so let's call him
let's
a mystery
see,
guest.
Let's, we'll
again.
See if Nick can figure out
that's
who it is.
That's the tease.
Yeah,
for the
I'm
break.
Having a real hard time figuring it out. so that's coming up. He's going to call in. We have a special mystery guest calling in to give the exclusive. Outside the Loop radio.
Yeah, he's, yes. he's a preview. Or he's a fan of the preview and the show and everything.
He's
yes.
a fan of the preview.
He's a fan of the preview.
You haven't even done it yet, and he's a fan.
Well, no, because usually on this show, you give me some time to preview
I do.
The
when you remember
Outside the Loop
to,
show.
When you remember to send it in.
Oh! Well, you know, I just had a child.
How is little Broham?
Look at this. He spit up all over my shirt. And I wore it in as a badge of honor. He's
Classy.
Doing great.
Now, you and Chigrou, new parents.
I know. Danny Shugs.
They're going to have to be buddies.
Danny Shugs.
Yeah.
Got a little, it's
Emily, right?
Emily Maria. Mm-hmm.
And I've got little Mikey they could get together.
Oh. All right, don't.
No, like a sense. Wedding.
Oh,
like, you know.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I'm sure
he'd have to pay for
I'm
it.
I'm sure if Dan was, yeah, that's right. Dan would have to pay. I'm sure right now Eileen is freaking out. Like,
yeah.
Shut up.
If you're listening, we're going to set this up. Little arranged mirage.
Yeah. I already terrified Eileen, by the way, because you know the baby was due May 15th,
right?
And that's the day that Mad Max came out. And I kept saying, "You got to name the kid Max." You got to name the kid Max. Uh-huh. And Eileen was listening because, you know, she couldn't sleep because she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Know? And so she was like, Max, Mad Max, Mad Max. And she had never seen any of the Mad Max stuff.
Oh, boy.
So she looked it up online, freaked out, and had nightmares. Now it's like, I'm really sorry. I'm totally sorry. But you still have to name the kid Max.
And now the kid's middle name is Maxine.
Build a little play Thunderdome.
I'm calling her. You know? I'm calling her Max, man. You know, that's it, man. The
nice.
the lovely Emily is Max. Okay, we got to take a break. Broham and the Count are here. We're celebrating 30 years here on 720 WG, and we're going to get a special call with a preview for Outside the Loop Radio right here on 720 WG. Oh, yeah. 30th anniversary today. For God's sake, it's insane. And my two really good friends and former producers, Mike Steven and Andy Herman, are here to help me celebrate the 30th anniversary. We're going to play some best of clips. And I believe we actually have some congratulatory voicemails to play. I don't know how that happened.
Awesome.
I mean,
you're a popular dude here.
Yeah, I'm sure we got like one of them. It's probably from my dad.
Just play it over and over again.
Yeah. All right, so Broham.
Yes.
Mike Steven.
Yes.
Left to go find.
We're having a little technical issue here with our guest. I think it's an international phone line problem, maybe.
Okay.
So Mike is out trying to track him down right now. Now, he's the only one with the secret number.
He's got the secret number.
Yeah,
he can track him down.
Yeah, and we cannot trust this guest to make the call on time. And you'll know why in a minute. So
all right.
Mike is finding him now.
So now, every Friday morning,
yes,
I play a preview
mm-hmm.
of Outside the Loop Radio.
You do.
Which
you're
can hear kind. Every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. right here on WGN. It's a terrific show.
Thank you.
And every Friday morning, we play a highlight. Or a preview.
Yeah,
that you guys record. Well, we're going to get a live preview.
We are.
From our special secret mystery guest.
Huge fan of the Nick D Show. Huge fan of Outside the Loop.
All right. Let's see who it is. Hello, a mystery guest.
Hey!
Well, who is it?
You tell me, man.
It's Sammy Hagar, everybody!
Oh, man, what's up?
Sammy!
Hey, everybody! I'm Sammy Hagar!
Can you, Dan, can you contact Dumont? Make sure that they mark the tape on this and send it to the museum.
You're
sending
Dumont
right now? Because it's always, you know, legendary radio.
Yeah.
When Hagar calls. Sammy, how you been?
Oh, man, I am busy, but I am chilling. You know me.
Yeah. So, do you listen to my show? It's been on, you know, I've been on the radio now for 30 years.
That's crazy, man. You know I love the Nick D radio extravaganza experience. I love it, man.
Yeah.
I listen to the podcast because, you know, I'm a little bit out of range, man.
Yeah. Well, are you in Mexico right now drinking tequila?
Yeah, I'm in my club in Cabo, man. And, hey, do you like tequila?
Yes, I do. I enjoy tequila.
Tequila. Oh, tequila.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, I'm in Cabo. I'm chilling. I'm drinking tequila. And, you know, I love you, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Sammy. Now, one of the other things that you love, Andy is the producer
mm-hmm.
of the show Outside the Loop Radio. And, Sammy, I understand that you're a big fan of that show.
Man, you know, I get the podcast because I can't get up that early. But, yeah, man, I love that show. It's Broham and the Count. They gave them their own radio show. It's really good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy, man.
Now, I understand that you are so fond of the show. You follow it so closely that you actually know ahead of time what's going to be on the show. I mean, yeah. the show is not on until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah, man.
And
correct. Correct, man.
And yet, Sammy Hagar knows what's going to be on the show tomorrow. Can you give us a Sammy Hagar tequila preview of the show?
Yeah, man, you might say I like the best of both worlds. You might say that. Or not. That's fine. Okay. Tomorrow, no, I got an email from the count. And he tells me what's on the show because I got to know.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so what's going to happen is tomorrow, Wilhelm is going to talk to someone about Chicago Riverfront, man.
Chicago Riverfront. Well, they're putting in a new walk, right? Or yeah, they put in a new walk, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, because outside the loop goes outside the loop. We're going to talk about the riverfronts outside of downtown and the future of those riverfronts, man, because maybe we could drink some tequila on the river.
You know, you realize, you're losing all legitimacy to your show right now.
No, man, it's a great show. You better tell him Sammy's going to come get you.
Sammy's a fan. I think that adds legitimacy.
Right, okay, all right, cool. All right, Sammy, okay, so you're doing the riverfront. The riverfront walks.
Okay. I'm the Red Rocker.
Yes, you are, and you can't drive 55, man.
You are correct, sir. Hey, man, tequila, man.
Suddenly you became Ed McMahon there.
Yeah, hold on. Let me have a sip of tequila. Tequila.
That's a big sip.
Man. Yeah, all right. Okay, Sammy, what's next on Outside the Loop Radio tomorrow morning at 6?
Well, we're talking about some news on the northwest side of Chicago. Bill Hamm and the counter, because I won't be there. But they're going to talk about some stuff on the northwest side of Chicago. Having to do with possibly a new park. I guess there's a new, like, elevated train track park thing. And I guess that it could be happening in the northwest side in the near future. Or just
But both Andy and I live on the northwest side. Yeah. Where
you know the Bloomingdale Trail that goes through, like, Bucktown, Logan Square?
Yeah.
The new thing that just opened or is just opening soon. They're talking about doing one on the northwest side now also.
Oh, cool.
Like in the very early stages of it.
What part of northwest side? Have they specified or?
Do we know that yet?
I'll defer to Andy.
I forget the name of the trail. But you can hear all about it tomorrow morning.
You can hear all about it tomorrow morning.
And Sammy.
He defers to Andy because he just had a giant swig of tequila.
And Sammy, the reporter that we're talking to, that Mike is going to talk to tomorrow morning from DNA Info Chicago, what's her name?
I don't want to talk about it, man.
You don't want to talk about it? You sure?
Yeah, man. I don't even want to say that name, man. You say it, man.
Her name is Heather Sharone.
Heather Sharone.
Sharone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
That's not... Is she related?
We don't know. I hope, Sammy, that you'll still listen tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, we got a couple of minutes here. We got one more what? One more guest to talk about? Okay, Sammy, tell us about the next, the next highlight.
One of my favorite segments on Outside the Loop is a segment called The Secret History of Chicago Music. And tomorrow, we explore bands that never got famous in Chicago. There's a lot of them.
Right.
So, we're talking about a band from Lake Forest, man. These guys are kind of like a smooth jazz folk band. It's kind of weird. But I like it, man, because I'm crazy. I love tequila, and I love Chickenfoot, and I love Cabo Wabo.
All right. And that's Steve Krakow, also known as Plastic Crime Wave, who'll be your guest.
That's the guy, yeah.
You can check it out in the Reader every couple of weeks.
And it's really nice of Sammy to appreciate the Secret History music segment because there's nothing secret about Montrose, Van Halen, Chickenfoot.
Wow, you know? Man. Yeah.
That's right, man.
He's supporting the unsung heroes of the music industry.
Sure.
I got a secret. I'm awesome.
It's no secret, Sammy.
Well, Sammy, I'm so glad that you called in on my 30th anniversary show.
Yeah, man, happy 30th, man. You know I love you, man. I love the Big D show. I love everything about it, man. I just love WGN. Sammy's a big fan of WGN, man.
Yeah.
I should get my own show or something, man.
Yeah, yeah. The Sammy Hagar show.
Yeah, man. Sammy Hagar show loves tequila, sponsored by tequila.
All right, Sammy. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
I love you so much, man.
I know you do.
Talk to you soon, Sammy.
See
you.
Okay. Happy anniversary, man.
All right, see you.
Tequila.
Wasn't that cool of Sammy to call in?
It was so awesome of Sammy to call in.
I love it when
on the 30th anniversary of my show, Sammy Hagar calls in.
It's a beautiful thing.
Boy, he was slamming the tequila.
Is Sammy ever not slamming tequila?
Yeah. All right, we have to break. We'll find Mike Steven. I don't know where he went.
He went
to find Sammy.
Yeah.
And evidently he did find him, but now we got to find Mike.
He's probably in the can.
Yeah. All right, so Mike Steven will be back. We have Mike Steven and Andy Herman here, my former producers, and we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of me on this radio show. So radio station, not this show. We'll take a break here on WGN. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here. How you doing, everybody? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Check us out at facebook.com/NickDShow. It is officially my 30th anniversary today, May 29th. I've been a part of WGN Radio for 30 years. We've been doing a celebration all week. We're going to continue to do it. And currently, I am reminiscing and having some fun with my friends Mike Steven and Andy Herman, who used to produce my show. Hi, guys.
Greetings, Nick.
Mike, we tracked you down. You okay?
You missed the entire segment.
You missed Sammy Hagar.
I had to go out. There was a problem with the satellite connection on the phone.
Ah.
And I had to go into master control and try to fix it. So I you know, like in Back to the Future when Doc Brown takes the cable together when the lightning hits the courthouse.
Yeah.
That was me. I was holding these two cables together the entire time, so I missed the conversation.
But
was
you allowed for but great you were radio to happen.
You were responsible for the connection.
I was the conduit.
Look at that.
Well done.
I bridged the gap.
Wow. Mike Steven, Andy Herman. Andy Herman is the producer. Mike Steven is the host of Outside the Loop Radio. You can hear it every Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and they produced my show for many years. Andy, let me ask you, you and I worked together for many years. Mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite memories, some of your favorite moments?
Yeah, I really liked when you just kind of go off topic, like something happened to you during the day, like some of your crazy CTA stories.
Oh, you know? Boy.
yeah.
Or just when you went to the KFC and discovered the Flavor Bowl and did like 17 minutes on the glory of the Flavor Bowl.
Well, that, you know, that's
things like that, where the things that weren't planned but ended up going really well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
the Flavor Bowl thing, that's the great thing about working at this radio station is I can do 17 minutes on the Flavor Bowl. Especially this time, you know, like in this time slot as well. It's even more, you know, free.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk about the Flavor Bowl for 17 minutes.
But it wasn't a conscious decision. That's the best part. That's the stuff I really remember. You just come in, you were so inspired by the glory of the Flavor Bowl that you just had to express
it. It's funny because at that time I was living in Andersonville, and I lived within walking distance of a KFC. Mm-hmm. And it was that KFC was one of the first KFCs to introduce I believe it's called the Famous Bowl, right? Isn't it? But I call it the Flavor Bowl. It was the first, and I had no idea. I looked on the menu and I'm like, what the hell is this thing?
Yeah.
Somebody at corporate was like, Nick DiGilio lives in this neighborhood.
I couldn't.
We need to test this.
And then I ate it and I was like, what the hell? My brain almost exploded. It was fantastic.
But that and like the caveman rant where you were talking about something like guy movies and then you just went into this whole like, you know, really, really.
Yeah. Well, the thing about defending the caveman, which I believe that clip is going to be played a little bit later on in the show. The thing about that clip was I just completely went off on defending the caveman, mm-hmm. which I think is completely stupid, and I hate it. But the key to it was when I suddenly stopped and thought, "Oh crap, he might be a sponsor."
Yeah,
that was sort of the key to why that clip is funny. It's like me ranting is one thing, but then me going, "Oh man, I may have just pissed off a sponsor." Mm-hmm. That's another thing
nice.
Entirely.
And either we were speculating, I don't remember exactly, I'll have to listen to this later. We were speculating, or it actually happened. I think the B hotline rang, and I didn't answer it. Or we were talking about how if it rang, I wasn't going to answer it, because we were all like...
Is that right?
Me and the news person, we were all like, oh my God.
It was Christopher Michael was in
yeah,
news.
Yeah. And we were all like, oh my God, if we're called out on this
Is that Rob
right
Becker?
Now, we're not going to be held accountable.
Oh, man. All right, what about you, Mike? What are some of your favorite?
Oh, I second that, because you had some just awesome tangents. And, you know, going into the show, when we were producing it, we knew that, you know, there's some shows that, like, plan out everything. And there were a few things that were planned. But we'd go in, and then, you know, Andy and I would know that there were some things that just had to be Nick DiGilio, you know. And, like, we couldn't. And, you know, we wouldn't want to know about it necessarily beforehand, because our reaction on the air wouldn't be as authentic as it should have been.
Yeah.
So it's funny, because before the shows, I think we really didn't, like, literally before, like 20 minutes, half an hour before the show, we would only talk when we absolutely needed to each other. Not because we didn't like each other, mm-hmm. but because we wanted to save it all for the radio. And so I think some of my favorite parts, like what Andy was saying, you know, just you guys, or you, Nick, telling about what happened that week to you. Mm-hmm. And that was so real, but it was so funny, because your reaction was like any other person, but you just had this great platform to tell the story.
Yeah.
And you could find the absurdity in, like,
yeah,
everyday situations, things, odd things that happen, like on the CTA or on the street, odd things, but are basically everyday situations that everybody experiences.
And another thing I just want to put out there, and kind of the reason why we're both sitting here, is because, you know, we've worked with a lot of different talent in radio.
Yeah.
And there are some radio hosts that are really not nice. They're jerks. But you are laid back enough where you're like, yeah, you guys have that idea? Yeah, go with it. And we mm-hmm. formed this sort of radio camaraderie that a lot of people listening were totally into. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, Nick, yeah, you, Comp, Broham. It's like the whole gang is here, you know? And, like, it was so real, because it is real. And well, people love that.
You know, my feeling is this. You know, I know that a lot of radio people have a reputation of being hard on their producers and tough to work with and demanding. I think that's a bunch of crap. I really do. I look at it this way, man. You know, we're equals.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not, oh, I'm a radio host. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm the star of the show. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of crap, man. I mean, we're equals. We're working together. We're doing a job together.
We have one mission.
And exactly. Yeah. And that job is to work as best as we can together.
Right.
And in order to do that, the more fun and the more relaxed it is, mm-hmm. the better job you're going to do.
Yeah.
I've always felt that way.
Right.
And I'm, you know, it's amazing to me. A lot of the, like, producers who come in who come in and, like, guest produce the show, like if Dan is gone or like if Andy was gone at some point, they come up to me afterwards and go, "Wow, man, you're just like, what, you're really undemanding in your neck." And I'm like, "Well, I mean, that should be the norm."
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
right.
But it should be the norm.
Right. Well, it got to a place too when we could pitch you ideas and then you would just say, "Yeah, you know what, just do it," because
yeah.
you wanted that reaction too. So we'd, you know, like all, like the technical difficulty stuff and all, like the production.
Oh, I got all that right here, man.
Yep. I mean, like that stuff. Yeah. We didn't like tell Nick ahead of time that this was going to happen. We just came in and we knew that he would roll with it. And even if it sucked, you would make it funny somehow. That's what we knew.
Wow.
You know, we just trusted you.
Cool. Well, it was great working with you guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more. Okay.
Yeah,
Andy, and yeah.
Quick question. Why do you have your shirt off? I'm just wondering.
Because it's Friday.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a break here in 720 WGN. Yeah. We had a fantastic call from this very gentleman a little earlier. Sammy Hagar called in as part of our 30th anniversary celebration. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. It's the phone number, facebook.com/NickDShow. Mike Steven and Andy Herman, who are former producers of my show, are here. Okay, let's do this real quick.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Stand hey up. There. How's it going? You're listening to the Nick DiGilio Show, and we're having some technical difficulties. You're looking good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Genius.
And we needed those a lot.
Well, because the idea was no dead air,
yeah.
Right? So... because we would always, on Nick's show, just rip on cheesy morning.
Be here. Yeah!
By the way, when I filled in for you last week, I was using the reverb, and I cited my source. I said, I partly, you know, was schooled in the Nick DiGilio way of radio, and you always have to have reverb. Mm-hmm.
You have to.
You channel a little Nick D.
I forget who, somebody, I think it was Laura Vaughn, she's like, man, you're using the reverb a lot. And I said, you know why? Because it's awesome, and you should.
Yeah!
See?
Dude, this rules so much. You're listening to the Nick DiGilio Show here on 720 WGN. We've got some technical difficulties right now, but when that's through, you better...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you really gave us free reign.
No, that's genius. Genius radio right there.
He had no idea these were coming. It gave him like five of them.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
Ah, yes. Much like a fine wine, the Nick DiGilio technical difficulties only get better with age.
God, you guys were fun to work with, yeah,
I swear to God. So much fun, man.
All right, hang on.
Howdy. I know how it is. Sometimes you're just fumbling around with CDs or you press the wrong button, and suddenly you have a big problem. Well, when I have this problem, I reach for a big helping of Nick DiGilio technical difficulties. They're not just technical difficulties for radio, they're technical difficulties for life. This message brought to you by the Count and Brohim.
I don't even know what to say. Now we do have to play this.
Too much booze.
Yeah, that was after our first
Bruinview.
Yes. First Bruinview.
That was one
Shaun of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead.
That was 2005.
Yeah, 2005.
Just one of the most epic nights of anything I've ever been involved with in my life.
It was incredibly fun and incredibly humbling.
It was the
we
first
had a huge crowd.
It was like your first event, right?
Yeah, it was my first event. Now I'm lucky. I know, like every month now, I get to do my film club. And this Tuesday, by the way, I'm doing Jaws.
Word.
At the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, very kind to let me do it every month. But this was like we would have to organize it. But that was our very first event.
Mm-hmm. There was a
and
ton
we
of
were,
work.
I remember all three of us were like worried, like, oh, man, we're going to have six people show up. And I remember you guys were working your ass off.
Well,
the station was
behind us, but yeah, we really did all the work.
No, you did. No, you guys did all the work.
We were sweating and hoping people would show up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it had a sponsorship necessarily.
No.
So
no, it didn't.
We were just... all three of us were working really hard on it. And so we were concerned that, like, when the day comes, is anybody going to show up?
We
and
had
it was awesome.
We had a line around the block.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was unbelievable. And
we,
then of course
we all walked out at the same time and saw this line going down the block.
Couldn't believe it.
Like,
couldn't believe it. It was our first event, and so we got drunk.
incredibly drunk.
That's probably why it was one of the most epic nights, you know?
All right, here we go.
Censor, not on my radio station.
No!
No!
Yeah, no. What were those?
Those were the censored. You did did Andy tell?
That was the Nick D Show Players. A short-lived, a short-lived bit that we did.
I forgot about that.
Where we would read actual movie scripts in character, and those were the buttons. Those were the sound bites to press.
Would swear
when there was a curse word.
I recorded them, but I totally forgot about those. Oh, that's fantastic!
Yeah,
well done, Bob.
Now you guys, you remember the wisdom of Ozzy Osbourne, the wisdom of Keith Richards,
and the Nuge,
the Nuge. Well, the first was Nugent the first one. It was Nugent, right?
I think he might have been.
Yeah, the wisdom of Ted Nugent was the first one.
Yeah,
because every time that guy opens his mouth, it's like, well,
he's insane.
Somebody rolling tape.
Yeah.
And the Rock Alert. Remember the Rock Alert?
Yeah, Paula Cooper.
Cooper.
The Rock Alert.
P-Coop.
Yeah. A lot of great stuff, and we have a lot of great memories. And we worked together for a long time, and now you guys, I'm so happy that you're back at the station. I got to tell you, seriously, you guys are two of my favorite people in the world.
Thank you, man.
And I'm thrilled that you came to be on the show on the official 30th anniversary.
It's the 30th anniversary, Brosif.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Come on now.
Brosif.
Pro-ham. Pro-ham. That's a new one. Maybe we should change the show from Outside the Loop to Pro-ham.
Very quickly, before we let you go, because we're out of time. You got your name the count. Andy Herman got your name the count. Because we recorded a Twilight Zone radio drama episode with Carl Amare, who, by the way, is on Sunday nights now
Fantastic.
Here on WGN.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yep.
And you played a character who was
a
poker dealer.
A shady backroom
like blackjack dealer.
Yeah, yeah.
Called the Count.
Yes.
That's how you became
I had like two lines, and I believe one of them was, they call me the Count.
They call me the Count. That's right. And then Broham became Broham because you loved the story.
Yes.
That I told about my childhood and my Native American maniac friend, John.
I want to say Chickenfoot, but it's not.
No, it's not Chickenfoot.
Like Gordon Lightfoot.
Why? I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. Anyway.
And his friend Carl Jung.
Carl Jung, yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to kick the CTA door open, and they were screaming, "Open the door, Broham." Open the door, Broham. And you thought that was hilarious.
I lost it. I couldn't
breathe. So you became Broham.
Right.
So that's how Broham and the Count came to be. So there you go.
Radio's most famous couple.
That's right. Hey, I want to say thank you for giving me the G.G. Allen microphone.
I'll tell that story.
That was an homage to a story that
Nick
told.
That's why you're on WGN.
I have to tell that story. We don't have time, but I'll tell that story later. It's a pretty damn good story.
You just
bought that effing microphone.
I've been very close to this microphone the whole night.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike Steven, Andy Herman, listen every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Thank you guys for being a part of the show.
Congratulations, man. We love you.
Congrats. Right. Take care. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.